This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. It is Thursday, February 4th, 2021. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root is your host with the most, and he'll be here at the top of the hour. I would like to begin speaking a little bit about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and this feigned panic that she has expressed in her recent videos concerning what went on at the Capitol on January 6th. So there have been a few tweets back and forth fired at each other from other members of Congress, but let me try to catch you up on exactly what is going on. So Rep. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez facing criticism in regards to some of the tall tales she may be telling as it pertains to her experience on January the 6th. The controversy erupted after the New York Congresswoman posted a video in which she described a confrontation with a Capitol Police officer at her office, which, by the way, is located on the larger Capitol complex, but not in the Capitol building itself, which includes the Dome, the House, and the Senate. And that, of course, is where many of the rioters stormed and were seen breaking windows, et cetera, et cetera. Her office is actually located in the Cannon Building, which is accessible through underground tunnels connected to the Capitol. It's a short stroll through a walkway, blah, 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 blah. But to be fair, there were some pipe bombs and Molotov cocktails found in and around the area relatively close to everyone's office in that space. So just to set the scene so everybody's on the same page, let us play some of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's conversation that she had with herself on YouTube.
There was no partner, was not yelling, you know, Capitol Police, et cetera, et cetera. But then it didn't feel right. Because he was looking at me with a tremendous amount of anger and hostility. And things weren't adding up. Like, there was no partner there. And there was, no one was yelling. He wasn't yelling, like, this is Capitol Police, this is Capitol Police. And he was looking at me in all of this anger and hostility. And at first, you know, in my brain and in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I just came from this super intense experience just now. Maybe I'm reading into this, right? Like, maybe I'm projecting like something onto him that like, maybe I'm just seeing anger, but maybe he's not trying to be angry. But I talked to G, my legislative director, after the fact, and he said, no, I didn't know if he was there to help us or hurt us either.
So let's just stop there for a second before we pick it up, because this is fascinating. So she's telling the story of a Capitol Police officer. Now, as the Capitol's being stormed, a Capitol Police officer is retreating to where her office is. Now, let's take her at face value. Let's say what she's telling us is actually true. So you've got a cop busting in, if you will, or banging on the door of the office saying, you got to get out. You got to follow me. You got to go to this building. And he's animated about it. Now, she takes maybe the animation as anger, but I don't know many people trained well enough in that kind of a situation. Although, you know, obviously the Capitol Police have a certain amount of training, but if, in fact,
you are witness to what is happening in the Capitol, it is a time of the essence scenario. So you would assume that the Capitol police officer would be animated and trying to make a point to get them to move to a much more secure location.
And G was actually like, this man came with so much hostility that that G was sizing him up and didn't know if he was going to have to fight him.
So her liaison, whoever G is, in charge of something in her office, is going to fight now, sizing the Capitol police officer up to fight. I hate to say it. I'm sure she went through hell, and a lot of them did, but it's a fairy tale. Just look at me. Look at me more. I need more attention. It's unbelievable.
Like, that is how like aggressive the situation was in that moment, and we couldn't even tell. We couldn't read if, like, this was a good situation or a bad situation. It was... So, like, you know, like so many other communities in this country, like, just that presence doesn't necessarily give you a clear signal if you're safe or not.
And so see, did you catch that? Just like other communities in the country. So she's referring now to police officers across the country acting apparently inappropriately.
So the situation did not feel okay. And then he just looks at me and yells at me, and he just goes, go down. Go to this other building.
Well, maybe next time the Capitol is being stormed by lunatics, the Capitol police officers can be ready with flowers and maybe a margarita or a martini or whatever your choice is to escort you to the proper location for your safety.
I'm not going to, like, name the specific building,
right. But
he basically says, go down and go to this building. But he just says the name of the building.
Yeah.
Doesn't say anything else. But we're so rattled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Capitol had 1,000 or more people ransacking it. It was a horror show. What did you expect the police officers to do? This is just another scream for attention. By the way, Rep. Nancy Mace responded to this on Twitter saying, AOC made clear she didn't know who was at her door. Breathless attempts by the media to fan fictionist news flames are dangerous. My office is 2 doors down. Insurrectionists never stormed our hallway. Egregious doesn't even begin to cover it. Is there nothing MSM won't politicize? So, of course, then AOC takes to Twitter. This is the latest manipulative take on the right. They are manipulating the fact that most people don't know the layout of the Capitol complex. But, again, the state rep who just contradicted your story does know the layout. So why would she say that if it wasn't true? But we are all on the Capitol complex, AOC says. The attack wasn't just in the dome. And, of course, the bombs Trump supporters planted surrounded our offices. Now, again, another shot at Trump supporters, as if everybody who supports Trump is willing to put a pipe bomb or throw a Molotov cocktail through a window, unlike, I guess, Biden supporters or Obama supporters or Democrat supporters who burned down cities this summer, right? I guess one doesn't always go with the other. Bottom line here is this. It must have been a scary situation. I'm not taking that away, right? I mean, you've got, dare I say, thousands of people, some of them with ill intent, no question about it. It was ugly. And when you step back and you look at it from 30,000 feet, being in that building must have been very scary. And even being underground in a tunnel far away where she was must have been somewhat scary. Not taking that away. But why do these attention whores insist always and forever to make the story about them? It's always about them, right? It's always about them. And, you know, one of the biggest criticisms I always had about Donald Trump was that you told me things that I already knew. I didn't need to hear about Trump's ratings or about business deals after he became president or if he had done this and that and was successful here or there. I knew all that. I didn't need you to tell me again. It's like spiking the football after scoring a touchdown. I was never really a fan of that, the fancy spike and the dance. Act like you've been there before and act like you're going to be there again. So I was never one for giant celebrations after doing something positive. And in this case, I don't necessarily think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has to spin a story about how horrified she was in the Capitol that day or on the Capitol property that day. We all know you were horrified. And then, though, to take it a step further and paint the Capitol Police in even a worse light in a situation that was heated and elevated where people's lives were actually literally on the line. So, again, maybe it's nitpicking from my vantage point about this, but I've always had a sour spot in my soul and my heart for folks who need to beat a drum constantly and tell me either how great they are or what kind of peril that they were in. And by the way, in this same video montage that AOC put out, she also mentioned that there were some reports that they had information prior to the 6th that maybe the Capitol would actually come under attack on the 6th in some way, shape, or form. And if that's the case, if they knew, if Congress knew or knows now that there may have been a pre-planned attack, why are we going through this circus of a second impeachment? You're holding Trump accountable for something that may have been pre-planned? How the heck did he wind anybody up and point them at the Capitol with ill intent if it was already planned and ready to go? That just tells you another level of how this impeachment is an absolute gigantic pile of lying, manipulative garbage. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroot, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
Happy New Year, or is it? That's going to depend on you and what you do. If you make a resolution, you're going to fail. We all know that, right? We all have failed on resolutions. But we want you to have a revolution this year.
We have a message for you women. Are you tired of dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid imbalances? Come on, no one wants to deal with that. This is a new year. It's time for a new you.
That's right. Ladies, you can be your best you. We've helped thousands of women completely balance their hormones naturally with the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And men, if you've got a wife running around your house and you think she was abducted by aliens because she has imbalanced hormones, hey, welcome to the club. Millions of women struggle with this issue, but there is a way to have this resolved completely naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
So call us at 888-444-8895 or join us at energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Kahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Raw and un...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy. And I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month. And for a family, $500, $600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. It was ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I will give my Super Bowl prediction in about 3 minutes. So, if you're waiting on the edge of your seat, as I fully expect that you are, I will officially give my Super Bowl 55 prediction in just a few moments. The QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, he's the guy that was dressed as the Viking that was on the cover of every magazine and the lead story in every news. Apparently, he wants organic food behind bars. Reason number 1,527 why the prison systems just don't work in this country is because we bend over backwards
for some of these folks in ridiculous ways. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, giant glass of Tang, dark cell, shut up. That's the way we should handle these folks. But the idea that these guys are, you know, getting coddled while they're behind bars makes absolutely no sense to me. But he wants organic food, so damn it! Of course, we'll give it to him eventually. You see where the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, orders the LGBT flags flown at U.S. embassies? I have absolutely nothing against the LGBT community. Nothing. You live your life any way you want. However you want to live your life, if you're not affecting anybody, you're not hurting anybody, who cares? Nobody should care. Nobody should look twice. Nothing. Why are our embassies now the poster for a certain sect of the community? I don't get that. I don't understand it. Like somebody try to explain it to me. The Biden administration is, quote unquote, off to a, and this is in quotation marks, hopeful start. In a memo from July, former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper released a list of flags permitted to be displayed at U.S. military bases. Missing from that list was the LGBTQ pride flag. Well, now, according to the higher-ups, not only is it permitted, well, it's out there, man. It's out there. So if you happen to be driving past an embassy right now listening to me, maybe you're in Turkey or Afghanistan, take a gander at the embassy. Chances are there's a rainbow flag that is flying right now. I hope it's not above the American flag, but who knows. All right, y'all wanted my Super Bowl prediction. Well, here you go. Right? People from around the globe now are listening in intently on what I'm about to tell you. So I'm rarely wrong on the Super Bowl. It happens every once in a while. It happened when Brady screwed me over with the Atlanta Falcon game where they came back from a 28-point deficit. I ended up losing that one. And I also lost a game where Russell Wilson threw the interception at the goal line when they should have just handed it off the running back. But somehow, some way, Brady is always figuring out a way to be on the right side of this. So I am going to jump in. I'm going to take the great Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks to win in a close game, very close game, but a lower scoring game than many of the experts might be predicting. So something like 24-21 Tampa Bay in that range. And even if you're not a sports fan or even a football fan, this is always a fun game. You've got the funky commercials. Those of you who like the halftime show, you can go bananas with that. And I hope you get a chance to spend a little time with a few friends and are not in COVID lockdown. All right, let me take a quick break. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. The great Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. My pal Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation will join me next. Keep it right here. It is the USA Radio Network.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats are introducing a proposal to cancel student loan debt for millions of Americans.
We are here today to introduce our proposal to cancel $50,000 in student debt.
Woo-hoo! Right, yeah.
And take a huge burden off so many people in America.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York saying President Biden can do it with his signature. As Democrats continue to push for a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell argues that Congress already has put forth a historic response to the ongoing pandemic.
This crisis has been historic. So has the federal response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, it's always a pleasure and an honor to bring on from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion. Tommy, how are you today?
I'm good, Lee. Great to be back with you.
Things down there in Washington working out exactly how you expected post-Trump?
No, things have not settled down. Things have not settled down quite yet. You know, I was just thinking this morning, the Capitol is surrounded by a 10-foot high fence with razor wire on top of it. Washington just, it looks and feels different.
Right.
And that is, you know, that is overlaid on top of an exhaustive news cycle that just won't quit. You know, I'm looking around at people that, you know, they're just, they're got bloodshot eyes, bleary eyes. It is an exhausting time.
You think that's going to stay, by the way? You think that razor wire is there to stay?
I hope not.
Yeah.
You know, I walk around the Capitol almost every day. It's a beautiful building. It is a symbol of what makes America exceptional.
Right.
And if you ever have visited Washington, I'm sure you have. I'm sure most of your listeners have. You can walk right up to it and touch it. It's not like the White House. It is much more accessible. You can sit there and watch senators and members of Congress walk in and out every day.
Right.
And now you can't get within 1,000 feet of it. And that is a stark contrast to how a representative democracy should look. I mean, that symbology is important.
Agreed.
It matters. And I hope it goes away. I hope Nancy Pelosi takes down that wall today.
Yeah.
Because, of course, she believes walls don't work.
Of course they don't work. A couple of House Republicans are under fire. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Give me a little background. People are calling her crazy, loony. I mean, what's happening within the party as it pertains to her?
I, this is what I think is happening. I think the adversarial media, which is adversarial to the right, has picked an area of focus that is meant to trap Republicans. Look, the things that they have her saying are not defensible. But she's been in Congress for 2 weeks. The people of the George 14th Congressional District voted for her. The reason the media is focused on it is because it traps Republicans. They face a terrible choice. Either they move to disenfranchise a brand new member of Congress who has a certified election, or the media continues to focus on, you know, some loony comments that make them look bad. So the reason the media is focused on this is because it hurts Republicans. I don't know that it's newsworthy. You could send any intern to find controversial statements that any member of Congress has made because there's a microphone in these people. I'm not defending her.
Right.
But, you know, all of them have said things that we should be skeptical of.
Right.
That's the nature of Congress. And so I think this is a story more about what the news, what the media is focused on.
Right.
Rather than, you know, something a freshman member of Congress said.
So on the flip side of that, didn't AOC earlier this week essentially admit that they knew about the attack prior to the 6th, thus giving President Trump an out as far as impeachment?
But obviously the attack on the Capitol was pre-planned. There is lots of evidence of that. I don't know how you give a speech before something that's been pre-planned for 3 weeks and then you're guilty of incitement.
Right.
That is your fault. What's been clear to everybody is that the primary responsibility for what happened at the Capitol lies on the individuals who committed those crimes. We all, I think both parties, want law enforcement to find those people and punish those people appropriately because we can never have that happen again.
Right.
When Democrats like AOC admit that, it shows that they're attacking the president, yeah. President Trump, for political reasons.
If they have that information, and essentially she admitted that they have this information that maybe we don't even know about yet, why are they going forward with impeachment?
It is a great question. He's not the president. He can't be removed from office. And they have information that the Capitol riot was pre-planned.
Exactly.
There is no way he's going to be convicted. Many of us, including 45 senators who voted this way, think that even attempting to convict a former president, a private citizen, is unconstitutional. And, you know, some Democrats are starting to worry about this. I read this morning where Tim Kaine said he's a little bit worried that, you know, at the end of this, all that they'll get is a headline that says Donald Trump is acquitted. So I think the Democrats are starting to wake up to it a little bit. Now, it's too late. You know, this Senate trial is going to start on Monday at 1 p.m., whether they like it or not. And we'll see how the trial goes.
All right, we're talking with Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. So moving from that, everybody is talking, or at least is rumbling, still talking about D.C. becoming a state. How much legs does that have right now?
It has legs, and I'm going to tell you why. The Democrats have their eye on the filibuster. The filibuster requires, you know, something like D.C. statehood is going to pass the Senate. You need 60 votes. Well, the Democrats only have 51 votes. But they think that they can break the rules. They can use something called the nuclear option to eliminate the filibuster and pass any kind of legislation, which would include packing the courts, would include D.C. statehood, it would include gun control, Green New Deal. They think they can do that. Now, you're probably thinking you saw some news last week that Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema had said they won't vote to do that. All the Democrats have now come out and said, we're going to start passing things, including COVID relief, through a process called reconciliation. So it is eliminating the filibuster through another name. You know, it's their mouth is saying one thing and their hands are doing another thing. They're going to try to do that. If they can do that, they can make D.C. a state. Why do they want to make D.C. a state? Two more Democratic senators. That is the only reason. It's purely political. It is unconstitutional. D.C. is the state, is the seat of government. But if they make it a state, they'll get two more Democratic senators, and that'll help keep them in the majority, and that's what they want.
They can use reconciliation to change the Constitution?
They can use reconciliation to do something unconstitutional. Of course, some of those questions might be sorted out by the court. But in my opinion, if they make D.C. a state with a simple statutory change, in other words, make a law, that runs afoul of the Constitution. I think they think they can do it.
Yeah, I thought that they had to actually literally change the Constitution to add a state. But
you don't have to change the Constitution to add a state. In my opinion, you have to change the Constitution to make D.C. a state. The Constitution sets up a process for the Congress to admit new states to the Union, but the Constitution also designates the District of Columbia as the seat of government. And so making it a state contradicts that. So I think D.C. is special in that way. They're looking for the easiest path to get it done, and I believe they're going to try to eventually ram that through.
Amazing. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. Biden now admitting that they're going to open overflow shelters as they're expecting a surge of migrants at the border. Caravans coming?
You know, this is the most predictable thing ever. Joe Biden came into office and said, my administration's number one priority is to give amnesty to all illegal immigrants living in this country. So if you can get United States citizenship, as the president is saying, I'm going to give United States citizenship to anybody inside these borders, whether they're here legally or illegally. When you hear that, you're on a caravan. You're on the way. You cannot secure the border if there is an offer of amnesty on the table or if you are unwilling to enforce your immigration laws in the interior of this country. Because United States citizenship is one of the most precious things in the world. And all those listeners who have it ought to know how big of a blessing it is. If it is on the offer to anybody who can get inside this country, there are millions of people around the world that would break the law to come here. So this surprises nobody. This happens every time Democratic politicians start talking about amnesty. There is a rush on the border. In the latter years of the Obama presidency, sadly, parents were sending their kids all by themselves with human smugglers to try and get that amnesty that was on offer through the DACA program. So it is a real human tragedy, and there are going to be hundreds of thousands of people that show up on the border, and the Biden administration doesn't have a plan for what to do with them. But I just want to be clear now at this early date, because I think this is going to be one of the biggest stories of 2021. They invited them. when they said their number one priority was amnesty, they invited them.
Right. Just from a health perspective, the idea that they would just open the borders, considering COVID is, quote unquote, killing thousands a day here in this country. How can they in good conscience do that, considering they're putting our lives at risk?
The ability to have borders and enforce your immigration laws is a paramount question for your sovereignty as a nation. Now, it is for that reason and hundreds of others, it is impossible to function as a country if we can't enforce our laws. If we can't decide who can be here and who can't, if we can't decide who to admit, if we can't secure our borders, all those questions come up. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm not expecting to get a vaccine until late summer or early fall. First I hear last week that the Biden administration is going to give it to terrorists in Guantanamo Bay.
Right.
Now I hear that they're going to give it to folks that are trying to come into our country illegally. When is this administration going to prioritize the American people?
They're not, Tommy. They're not. Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation, your Twitter. Where do they go?
TP Binion. Check it out.
All right. The great Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. I've got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products handpicked by me for you is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. 50% off freedomhealthalliance.com.
You hear that is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on
it. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is
coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are. And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My guest, Chris Jacobs, the founder and CEO of Juniper Research Group and the author of the book, The Case Against Single Payer. He's on Twitter as well, and he's got a brand new op-ed out today. Thanks for coming on, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so talk to me. This column is essentially about the Democrats raiding Medicare to fund stimulus. Tell me about this.
Well, of course, most of your listeners might remember that 12 years ago, Democrats raided Medicare to the tune of over $700 billion to help fund Obamacare. And we could see a recurrence of that this year. The Democrat bill that they want to try to ram through with 51 votes, that will violate budgetary rules in Washington for increasing the deficit by nearly $2 trillion. If Congress does not pass any legislation to declare this an emergency or to exempt this increase in the deficit, then there will be automatic budget cuts that go into effect at the beginning of next year. And those budget cuts will reduce Medicare, they will reduce agriculture spending, they will reduce many other different programs. And again, it's questionable, why are Democrats raiding Medicare, which has its own insolvency problems and needs to be bolstered financially, to pay for giving stimulus checks to people making $200,000 and $300,000? That doesn't make sense.
Right. What's the Washington current hierarchy saying about all this?
Well, Joe Biden said 12 years ago about Obamacare, we have to spend money to keep from going bankrupt.
Yeah.
That's quite literally the logic of the Democratic position here.
Right.
They presume that once they, because they need 60 votes to undo these cuts if these cuts take effect.
Right.
And they presume that once they ram this spending bill through, this massive deficit increase with 51 votes, that Republicans will turn around and give them 60 votes to undo the cuts as a result of their own bad act.
Right. So people don't realize this, but when you spend money, you've got to somewhere along the line account for that. So just because we're spending it and the debt is going up doesn't mean that we're not responsible for that, right?
That's exactly right. The bill is coming due. The Democrats' budget, under the Democrats' own budget, they said we have $27 trillion of debt this fiscal year.
Right.
That will go up to $41 trillion of debt by the end, by within 10 years.
Wow.
Now, to give some perspective, because these numbers all sound large and what does that mean, whatever, $41 trillion is roughly twice the size of our economy now. So our debt in 10 years from now will equal the size of the economy today, roughly.
Right.
That's just an enormous amount of debt. And at, sooner or later, and at the rate we're going sooner, we're going to turn into Greece and these other countries that you've seen that have had all sorts of political unrest because they're going to have to make radical cuts immediately to the budget because we are not planning in advance.
Right. The debt to service on our debt right now is already over $500 billion a year. How can we possibly expect to pay any more?
That's exactly right, and that's the problem, particularly if interest rates rise.
Right.
And then you also look at who are we going to pay this back to? China.
Right.
Both sides say they want to get tough on China. We'll see whether or not the Biden administration actually does that. But you can't get tough on China if we're having to beg them for money constantly, year after year after year, to pay for these subsidies to people making $200,000 and $300,000 a year.
All right, so the answer in your mind is to do what? What do we do?
Well, I think, first of all, the idea that we need $2 trillion of stimulus now is ridiculous.
Right.
Second of all, we're going to have to make tough choices. And some of the choices should seem like common sense, which is, why are federal taxpayers funding Bill Gates and Warren Buffett's retirement benefits? Those kind of choices should make a lot of sense. But then we're going to have to make some very tough choices. And politicians of both parties have lied to the American people in the sense of telling the American people that they can have all the government they want and somebody else is going to pay for it.
Right.
Ultimately, we're going to pay for it the easy way or the hard way, or our children and grandchildren are going to pay for it. We need to make those tough choices now.
We're talking to Chris Jacobs, again, founder, CEO of Juniper Research Group, and again, the author of the book, The Case Against Single Payer. There's no deficit hawks left in Washington. And if there are, they're just silent. I mean, what happened? I know the Tea Party sort of imploded on itself, but what happened to the folks who are watching the deficit all the time?
It is very frustrating. They are few and far between. We have a high-spending party, and we have a low-tax party. We don't have a low-spending party. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't do everything in our power to keep taxes low, but ultimately we also have to make sure that our spending meets within our revenue.
Right.
And nobody wants to make tough choices, and it's very easy. Politicians mostly run for office because they want to be liked.
Exactly.
And they would rather be liked than make the tough choices that we need to make to get our nation's house in order.
No one's getting elected by telling somebody they're not going to get something, right? You're not going to get
correct.
This. And it doesn't work.
Nobody wants to say no. And ultimately, it's going to involve saying no. We can't afford that.
Right.
And politicians lather and say, we can't afford not to do something, which is an excuse because they just want to deflect the issue.
Chris, listen, I just looked at the clock. I got to run already. But tell everybody where they can, you know, look for your stuff and where they can find out more about you.
I write at The Federalist frequently. You can get me on Twitter, @ChrisJacobsHC. The Case Against Single Payer is available on Amazon and at bookstores.
Matt, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Thanks for the info. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're out of time. I got to run. Wayne is next. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.